one of the things that stood out to me, Mark, about the results from this poll is that not only are voters interested in weighing in on this, but that the idea of these tax extensions, even though it doesn't have solid bipartisan support, Republican voters that you polled seem more favorable toward tax cuts rather than the blend of cuts and extensions. There still seems to be a significant number of voters in California who are willing to at least entertain the idea of extending these taxes as a way to close the deficit. Is that right?
Yes, I would concur. And what I would also say is that when you're looking at a issue like this tax proposal, if it should get to the ballot, that is likely to be split along partisan lines. I would certainly expect that Republicans in the end will be voting no in a fairly big way. Democrats will likely hold to their yes position. The subgroup that is most noteworthy then would be the nonpartisan. So if the Democrats and the Republicans basically are on opposite sides, the votes of nonpartisans could decide the election. And what this poll shows is that nonpartisans are almost as supportive of the governor's proposal, at least in the early going, as Democrats. So that's actually a very good sign for the governor in this poll. I would say that's one of the most positive signs from the poll.
Also, these alternative plans, the idea of transferring money to the state general fund from either the Prop 10 funds, the Prop 63 funds, those weren't really that popular, it seemed.
They weren't, and that's interesting. I think what it is that voters, and especially Republicans, are really leery of just putting money into the state general fund. In many ways, voters think a lot of that money is wasted. They prefer more targeted taxes. And so even though I would say Republicans weren't really initially supportive of Prop 10 or Prop 63 when they were on the ballot, because they're targeted taxes, they really resist just putting them into the general pool of funds, because many Republicans and other voters believe that those funds tend to be wasted. It goes to bureaucracy and so on. And I think that's an interesting finding. Again, it's kind of counterintuitive to me that Republicans would be the group most opposed to these transfers, because again, they were opposed initially to Prop 10 and to Prop 63. But they don't like just adding money to the general fund.
There also seems to be, in terms of the other half of Governor Brown's proposal, the spending cuts, it seems like voters are not really clear about where they would want to cut. Like, there are pluralities of voters who are okay with cutting in certain areas, like particularly, it seems, the justice system and corrections, courts, prison facilities, and so on. But when you get beyond that, it gets very muddy in terms of where Californians are okay taking the money from.
Right, and we've long shown that result. In fact, we show in our poll our previous measures posing these same questions, and in all previous polls, voters have had a very hard time identifying areas of the state government that they would a majority would support making cuts to. The prison system certainly is one of them, most of the big areas of state spending, K-12 schools, health care, higher education, and law enforcement and police, those areas are strongly supported by the voters, and there's a big resistance to making cuts. Yet those are the areas that consume majority of the budget. So that is the dilemma.
Is it safe to say, and I know this is often said in hyperbole whenever you hear about these polls, but is it safe to say that if the election on this matter was held today, that Governor Brown's proposal would pass?
Oh, yes. No question. The issue becomes, what would it be able to withstand a well-organized no campaign? And so the margin in support, which is currently 19 points, is fairly comfortable, but I think you're going to need every bit of that, because a no campaign can be persuasive. Voters can be, I think, much more easily swayed to the no side than to the yes side, and we've seen that in many previous initiatives.
Anything else about this latest poll that you think is worth mentioning? Anything I haven't asked about yet?
Well, I think also what's interesting here is that we did get measures of voters' disinclination to pass new taxes as a way to balance the state budget. So what that says to me is that the and yet there is support for extending the previously enacted temporary tax increases. So there seems to be this window of opportunity for the governor, and I think he's certainly aware of it, in which if he can get this thing to the ballot before the end of June, this would then be an extension of existing taxes. Voters seem to be able to stomach that. But if you get to past June, where the ballot would have to read, these are new taxes, new tax increases, I think the issue would be much harder to sell to the voters.
Did you break out the results in terms of regions of the state of California, or did you mainly just do it by party affiliation?
Well, we always break things out in every which way in our internal tabulations. Question of whether voters favor or oppose calling a special election. Majorities in every region, major region of the state, it ranges from a low of 58 to a high of 67, support that idea of calling an election rather than just having the legislature decide.
Where did the Bay Area come down on that?
The Bay Area would show 59% in favor of an election, 38%, so not much different than the statewide average, really. When you go to the vote itself, though, Bay Area residents are more supportive of the governor's proposal. 68% say they would vote yes, 30% no, so you've got about a 38-point plurality in support of the governor's proposal. There's no region in the state at present that is on the no side, but it is a little bit closer in Southern California. All voters in Southern California is 53-43, so it's a 10-point spread there. The Bay Area is having an effect in pulling the margin wider than in other parts of the state.
And when you say Southern California, are you talking like L.A. County or Riverside?
The whole region, but L.A. County is in there. L.A. County is 54-43. The rest of the rest of Southern California is a 10-point margin. So it pretty much the similar views in all regions of Southern California. They support it, but not as strongly as the Bay Area does.